Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 254. As part of our Power of Technology interview series, our guest today on the Not Old Better Show is Dor Schuler. Dor Schuler is a serial entrepreneur who has co-founded five ventures, the most recent being Intuition Robotics, which we'll be talking about today. Dor Schuler is one serious guy, having trained with Israel's elite military intelligence unit, but is someone, as you'll hear, with a pleasant, honest, good-humored, kind sensibility who's following his passion to develop artificial intelligence-driven robotics that address major social issues of the 21st century.
LEQ is a proactive social robot, and it's designed for older adults. We actually designed it with and for older adults, with the goal of helping them stay independent and engaged so that they don't fall into loneliness and social isolation.
That, of course, is our guest today, Dor Schuler, talking about LEQ, Dor's artificial intelligence robotics product from his company, Intuition Robotics. Please join me in welcoming via internet phone CEO and founder of Intuition Robotics, Dor Schuler. Dor Schuler, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate being on the show.
It is great to talk to you. I, of course, have had a chance to meet you face to face. We're talking now via our Skype connection, so the wonderful world of communications is working in our favor. Dor, I know a little bit about you. I know you run a company, the name of which is Intuition Robotics. My audience is probably familiar with robotics, may be familiar with artificial intelligence. We'll talk a little bit about that, but the product is LEQ. So tell me a little bit about what LEQ does.
Sure. LEQ is a proactive social robot, and it's designed for older adults. We actually designed it with and for older adults, with the goal of helping them stay independent and engaged so that they don't fall into loneliness and social isolation. And it has, while it has artificial intelligence that we'll get to, when you look at it, what you see is the physical form factor, which is somewhat like a lamp, if you will, that has body language and follows the user and looks at them, follows with its gaze. It's a stationary unit, and it uses a combination of movement, lights, sound effects, speech, and content and displays on the screen that we provide as well to create hopefully a wonderful, delightful, and beautiful experience to older adults, to enable them to use technology, to connect to their families, to keep in touch, to stay relevant and active and thrive as they age in place. And when I say it's proactive, what I mean is that as opposed to other digital assistants that people listening might be familiar with, like Siri or Alexa, mm-hmm. where it's user-driven, right? You say, Alexa, turn on the lights. Siri, send a message. Here, actually, LEQ understands what's happening around the home. And through that context and through goals that are set into the system, will decide, hopefully at the right time, to wake up by herself and start conversing and maybe offer you to go for a walk or to take a drink of water or to learn something new today, or will read you a message from the grandkids.
It's really a beautiful product. I've had a chance to see it, interact with it a little bit. I've got some video that we're going to put up on the site. We'll put some pictures of LEQ up on the site. But it is, just as the name of the company reflects, it is very intuitively designed. You have a sense of the beauty of this product, of its almost humanness. And I wonder, Dor, did you have family going through this stage of life that you wanted to almost build a product for them, or was it something else?
Yeah, so my two co-founders and I both are in our 40s, and which means that our parents are somewhere between 70s and 80s. And definitely that stood in front of us. But when we decided to create this company, we wanted to do something with very high social impact. And when we spoke to experts in aging, which is kind of an obvious place to look at if you're trying to create impact, we asked them a very simple question, which was, what is the biggest unsolved issue in aging? And to our surprise, everybody was 100% unanimous, saying that it's loneliness and social isolation. Mm-hmm. And when you dig one level deeper and say, okay, well, what does that mean? How can you help affect that? Because the issues surrounding that are well known, as far as acceleration of dementia and heart disease and depression and stress on the family. And it's also well known that when people stay active and engaged, they actually delay frailty and they stay active longer. But how do you break that down? How do you really provide a piece of technology that can help? And what we saw is making it actually delightful and familiar and beautiful reduces the friction, reduces the barriers for adoption. And we were very lucky to have Eve Bahar join this project, a famed designer out of San Francisco, who helped us create an aesthetic which is not—it's not overbearing. It doesn't look like a robot or something scary, but it blend into a home and really hopefully look a little bit familiar and a little bit alive.
Mm-hmm. And it very much does. So tell us about the technology and the LEQ device.
Sure. The technology, there's, you know, the physical product, which has obviously motors and lights and speakers by Harman Kardon and far-field microphones and all of those things. But the complicated part of it is the brain behind LEQ, which is what we call our cognitive computing and interaction capabilities. There, basically, what we do is we take the information we have from the cameras, where we use computer vision to and different classifiers running on that to try to understand who's in front of us, what else is going on, who else is at home, what are you doing, etc. And we combine that with more information we have from speech and so on, and other sensors we have as well, and try to create an understanding of the context of the situation. What have you done today so far? Are you alone right now, or do you have guests over? What do we know that you like, right? So what's the weather outside? What's going on in the world right now? What's your family doing? Did they just send you a message maybe over the last few hours? And once we build context, we can then decide what to do. And the system has multiple goals that actually compete with each other, fighting for attention. Each of them really, really wants to run. But some of these goals are in conflict. For example, we have a goal to help you take your medication on time and to make you smile once a day and to fill your life with joy. And we have other goals of not to annoy you and not to embarrass you. And these are clearly in conflict, which is great. That's why LEQ doesn't talk all day long. She waits for the right opportunity. So, for example, if it's time to remind you to take your medication, but you have a guest over, the system might decide to wait a little bit so you're not embarrassed by us reminding you to do that. At the same time, if you haven't done anything this morning, you've mainly been watching TV, you know, maybe she'll wake up and tell you a funny story or an interesting trivia fact or some news item or something of that nature. And finally, once it decides what to do, there are different ways to actuate. We found that body language, as we call it, is extremely, extremely efficient. We are wired as humans to react to body language. We understand that in each other. In fact, experts say that only 10% of human interaction is voice, and the rest is our body language, our tone of voice, our facial expressions. But also we know how to read that in the things around us, right? If there was a dog in my room right now, I would instantly understand if he's aggressive or pacified or wants to play a game or so on. So what we found is that by using body language, we're able to connect with people and they're subconsciously almost, so they can understand what we're trying to say a lot easier. If LEQ makes a mistake, she'll look down and in an apologetic pose, and her lights will be soft, and you don't even need to wait for the machine to say, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand, can you please repeat," right? You just kind of sense it. So anyway, once we make a decision, there are different ways to actuate that. I can suggest for you to get a drink of water in 20 different ways, meaning the sentence, what I choose to say will be different, but also the gestures, the movements, the lights, the sound effects will all be different. And we choose the appropriate one for that specific individual and that specific situation. So basically the AI understands what's happening, it makes a decision across different goals, and then it acts in the most appropriate way that we can to bring that kind of activity to life.
So let's talk a little bit about the term you use, context, and LEQ's ability to understand and the goals. I think my audience is going to be thinking privacy, perhaps, here. And I'm assuming that LEQ is gathering some data. That's what helps LEQ react and act and offer information. What is it that you're trying to capture? And then what do you use it for? And then what do you do with it?
Sure. So we capture interaction data, so how you use the system. We don't record voice. Similar to other assistants, you need to use a wake word first. You need to say the word LEQ, then she wakes up, and only at that point do we begin listening. We don't listen to anything else except the word LEQ. There's actually separate hardware that dictates that, so it's not easy to bypass. We use vision also for metadata, essentially. So it's not that we record video, it's that we record interaction events. Is Paul in front of me right now? Is it somebody else that I don't know? Is it Paul plus somebody else? Mm-hmm. So those type of interactions are fed into the system. And of course, your usage of the system is collected as well. Did you ask to play for music? What type of music did you ask us to play? And we use those things for essentially two main purposes. The first, of course, is to create a better performance to the system, to increase the user experience, to make the product delightful, to understand your preferences. So if you ask for classical music time and time again, next time we'll just offer you classical music as opposed to make you choose a genre, etc. And the other thing, and this is on an opt-in basis only, we have some limited but still extremely important monitoring capabilities for the primary caregiver. So for example, and it's turned off by default, the older adult is in control, they're the boss, but if they choose to turn it on, then the primary caregiver, assuming that they have the LEQ app, can know the last time we saw you, can know the first time we saw you in the morning, can know if you're active this week or if you're not. Right, so at least they know that you woke up. If they called you, you didn't answer, but LEQ saw you 2 minutes ago, it can relieve some of their stress, and they can see if there's a major deviation in your activity level versus previous weeks.
I think along with privacy, security is probably another component, and certainly hacking, the Internet of Things, all of these kind of news items are on our minds. As I say, I've heard you speak. I've had a chance to get to know you a little bit and get to know the device. One of the things that I found just fascinating, Dora, was this level of security that you have put in place around this device, around LEQ. Maybe give us a brief, because it gets very, very technical very quickly, but but tell us how safe LEQ is, because I know LEQ is very safe and highly secure.
Thanks for the opportunity of talking about that. So look, yeah, sure. The first rule in cybersecurity is never say your product is fully safe, because, you know, if the Kremlin wants to hack it, I'm sure they're able to.
There'll be a contest quickly.
Exactly. But maybe this is because I've done two cybersecurity startups and I'm kind of paranoid about this stuff. Mm-hmm. What we decided to do is think of security day one. And many companies develop their product, and then before they ship, they're like, oh my goodness, how do we secure it now? And then they try to understand what the holes are and to plug them in retrospect. And that's always not a way to build a good, secure product. So here we designed it for security day one, and we assume that we're living in a non-secure environment. We're using the Android operating system, we're using off-the-shelf hardware. And we said, okay, our mission is make it secure and assume there's a hacker that somehow logged in to the network, right, or to the system. How do we still make it secure? And it turns out that when you phrase the question that way and you assume you're operating in a zero-trust environment, you can actually build a very secure product, which means everything is always encrypted end-to-end. Everything uses encryption certificates that we actually ingrain in the hardware. In a very special place, we use a chipset from Qualcomm that you can enter certificates, but they can never leave. We use those certificates to re-authenticate into our servers every 15 seconds and create a new temporary token that then gets expired and needs to re-authenticate. And we do that consistently for all of the services that we use. So we're way beyond best practices and standards, and we really did our best to try to secure this product as much as we can. Having said that, this is always an evolving world, and every piece of security you have, there can always be somebody that overcomes it. And that's why we have full-time cybersecurity people on the team from day one.
Mm-hmm. I really thought that was one of the most impressive things that Intuition Robotics talks about, that security in an awful lot of detail. So I appreciate you going into that with us. Dora, I'm talking to you today from Washington, D.C. I know you are in Israel today. We have this almost borderless world these days. Another interesting aspect I found of LEQ was this ability to communicate across lots of different time zones. I have a a nearly 90-year-old mother who lives on the West Coast of the United States in California. With LEQ, I can connect with her. I can talk to her. There's video conferencing. All of these tools allow me, living where I live, to communicate with her where she lives. That just gives this really nice level of communication and personalization. But tell us a little bit about the communication aspect to LEQ.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the primary goal of LEQ is to connect families together and to, of course, fill the older adult's life with activities and hopefully joy. And what we found is, you know, it's interesting. I have little daughters and they will call their grandparents on the phone, but only when I really, really ask them to. And when they do, they have, you know, really little to say using voice. But what they love to do is to send them photos, to send them text messages, to send them emojis, right? And we thought, how do we reduce friction on both sides of the equation? So basically, for the younger generation, they can do all that. And for the older adult, we abstract it. So they get the messages, they get the pictures, they get the emojis, they can respond easily. But LEQ is an intermediary of sorts, where she'll wake up and say, hey, Paul's mom. Guess what? Paul's kids just sent you a message. Do you want to see it or do you want to hear it? And if she'll say yes, then we'll read her the message. She'll see it on the screen written as well, and we'll kind of have a karaoke ball jumping on the words we're reading out loud. If there's a picture, we'll show it. If she likes the picture, it will be automatically added to the connected picture frame, which is what the system does when it's in idle mode. She usually understands what's in the picture, so she might say, oh, looks like they went golfing. Wow, that was probably fun. That's nice, right? And that always gets a chuckle, and the older adult feels that even though, you know, they didn't see it with you coming over and showing pictures, they still share that moment with some kind of an entity. And then it will look at them and say, do you want to reply? And that simple thing of just looking at you and lighting up and asking a question, we found increases response rate significantly. And then you just record the message, and behind the scenes, we'll then send it to the messaging platform that your kids used. And in this way, we reduce friction for both sides of the equation and make it very easy. We try to make it very familiar. So even when you record the message, you know, we say, we'll record the message after the beep, right? And people are familiar with answering machines and that type of an experience. So it's not scary, it's immediately familiar, and they don't even need to know that behind the scenes is Facebook Messenger or some other messaging platform. They just got the message and they responded to the message and they had fun doing it, and that's that.
Hi, it's Paul, and I've got this quick message for you. You know, people with low vision, they know that living in our world can be incredibly difficult. Not being able to read easily, watch TV, or even see the faces of your loved ones can be very debilitating. Fortunately, with advancements in technology, there is now a solution, eSight, backed by eye doctors and a very cool design. eSight is a revolutionary and clinically validated pair of electronic glasses that enables people living with a visual impairment to see again. If you or a loved one are suffering from vision loss, go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com. We'll put up links and select Try Now to schedule a free eSight experience at an eSight hub near you. Use the promo code NOTOLDBETTER at signup to receive $500 off the purchase price. See how these life-changing electronic glasses can let you see the world clearly once again, and how eSight can help you like it has helped thousands of others. Remember, these very nicely designed glasses are backed by eye doctors, so visit eSightEyewear.com and click Try Now. Use promo code NOTOLDBETTER. Thank you. Welcome back. We are with Dor Schuler. Dor Schuler is a serial entrepreneur who has co-founded five ventures, the most recent being Intuition Robotics, following his passion to develop artificial intelligence-driven robotics that address major social issues of the 21st century. Certainly, Dor, one of the issues that we face as a society is this idea of aging in place and the ramifications that hit this particular trend. What else are you seeing with your research in this area and the data that are driving some of those trends?
Sure. So you're right. Aging in place is the center of the bullseye for us. And it makes good business, too, with 90% of older adults preferring to age in place. So it's a very clear use case for us. And whether you get additional help from caregivers that come in from time to time, or whether you're fully independent and live alone, we feel that that's a great use case for us to add value. And what we're finding in our beta, we've been in very long beta since February of this year. We try to do each user for at least 2 months, if not 3 months, to really understand the impact of the product on their lives and not just to have like a nice magic moment for a week and walk away. What we're seeing is that there starts to be some kind of a rhythm where they get a bit closer to their family, hopefully more. We still have more work to do to make the system even better and the user experience even better. That's why it's not publicly available yet. But we also see, to our surprise, that a certain type of relationship is created between the user and LEQ. And that's not to say that it replaces any type of meaningful relationship they have either with their family or with a caregiver or with friends, but it's a relationship nonetheless. In fact, they often call it when we ask them, you know, after about 2 months' time, what is LEQ for you? Many call it an entity. Some call it a creature. One older adult was very, very eloquent and said, it's clearly not a person, but it's clearly not a device. It's a new entity in my life. And what does that mean? You see it when they say good morning every day. Or if they don't, we say good morning, and we get complaints when it's a couple saying, how come LEQ says good morning to my husband and not to me? We see coming in, and they're allowing us during this beta program where we're trying to research and improve the quality of the problem, they're allowing us to add cameras to see kind of the interaction from the side. So you see somebody going to bed, coming back and saying goodnight to LEQ before they go to sleep. You see that when we have a technical issue with a certain user because of poor internet in their home, say, you know what, we tried, it doesn't work, let's just take the unit home. They're like, no, you know, you're not taking it away. And they're emotional about it. And to me, that's just tremendous. And LEQ is full of maybe a little corny, but still humor. And just seeing that we can make somebody smile once a day, if not a few times a day, makes it really worthwhile for us. Now, of course, there are real issues when you age in place, whether it's the worry of the family, hence the wellness capabilities that are optional, or whether it's more and more just needing to rely on technology. So we started working with right to allow LEQ to mediate the experience of ordering a ride if you need. Of course, we do things like music, which there are no more CD stores. So if you're living alone and you want to listen to music, you either have your old CDs, you listen to the regular radio. We're not seeing too many older adults mastering streaming, right? So we help with that. Same with videos, et cetera, et cetera. So we're trying to kind of look at this holistically and say, how can we improve someone's day in multiple touch points every day as they age in place?
It really is fascinating. I am a Mac user, and I'm a Mac user for a reason, Doris Guler. I like the integration of the hardware and the software. I've heard you say, though, hardware is hard. And so I know that there aren't a lot of companies out there doing both the hardware and the software. So tell us a little bit about what you've learned about actually building a device that can interact so seamlessly with our lives.
It's harder than we thought. And we knew it's going to be very hard, especially when we didn't just create a piece of technology and then put a plastic box around it.
Right.
But we work with a world-class designer, and we first designed the aesthetic and the experience and only then designed the electronics to fit into that. And of course, therein lies a lot of challenges. How do you make it fit? How do you make it not overheat? How do you make the microphones excellent? How do you make the speakers excellent? How do you make the movement completely silent and yet graceful? And a million other issues. And it is. It's very, very difficult, and it's very expensive. And we're plugging away. We've been, just to kind of give your listeners some data, we've been working with our manufacturer post-design post design of the electronics, just to kind of go into assembly for a year and 4 months. And it's still not perfect, which again is why we're not releasing the product yet. It's great. It's good. It's good enough to go into people's homes, but it's not perfect. and it will probably never be perfect, but we're trying to get to a level that we believe is good enough and still is delightful and clean and elegant and inviting to use. So whoever wants to go into this, it's very rewarding, but take a deep breath.
That's good. That's good. Well, I want to shift gears and talk about artificial intelligence. I mentioned that really at the top of the show, and I think this is one of the most interesting aspects of LAQ, but there's a social concern. Many believe that AI will take away jobs. The senior market is growing, and we hear a lot in the news about the new jobs and retraining and second acts and second careers. How do you respond socially to kind of this notion, this concern that these companion robots are taking potential jobs from the home care and assisted care industry?
Sure. So first of all, general statement, I think AI in general will take jobs. Mm-hmm. And when tech executives are coy around that, I don't think mm-hmm. they're being honest. Mm-hmm. Just like the Industrial Revolution took away lots of jobs. You know, a generation later, we're all happy. We're not, you know, still manufacturing shoes by hand, I assume. But still, it happened. In our case, I think it's a little bit easier because LEQ is stationary. It's primarily a conversational and a companion type of technology. It can't help you dress. It can't help you with your shopping. It can't help you walk around, etc. And what we find is it actually complements very well as people kind of start the process of aging. In the beginning, they might not need anything. At a certain point, they might need something like LEQ to help them stay connected and engaged. And at a certain point, after we enter, they might need part-time caregiving going into to full-time caregiving. And we can't replace that. In fact, we are working with companies like Comfort Keepers to see how LEQ can help with that. So, you know, if you tell LEQ I'm not feeling well and you're using a CareServe agency, maybe LEQ can say, you know, let's invite the care agent to come and help today. Maybe she can make some soup, right? So we're a facilitator. We connect between people, primarily families, but also service providers. And I think we're very, very far away from the day where a product like ours, and we actually have no aspirations to go there anyway, can actually replace a person in the home. But for all the time that the other person isn't there, and to connect you to your family without needing to master technology that's ever changing and not that simple to use, that was designed for people in their 20s and 30s, for that we can definitely help.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks for being so honest about that. Door Schooler, just one, I know you're very busy, so just one final question for you. If someone's interested in getting on a list or getting one of the products once they're ready, how would they find out more?
Sure. The best thing to do is to go, and thanks for the opportunity, to go on www.leq.com, which is spelled ELLIQ, the letter Q. And there's a wait list there, so just sign up or sign up to the newsletter and we'll be in touch. And if you're really, really passionate, you can just email me directly at dor@intuitionrobotics.com. And there are a few thousand people already that signed up to the wait list, and we can't wait to finish the development and testing phase and then bring it to the public.
I've had a chance to interact a bit with LEQ. Honestly, I can't wait till this is available too. I'm going to very much be on that list, Door Schooler, and we'll put up links about LEQ and where you can find Door. But Door Schooler, CEO, co-founder of Intuition Robotics, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
My thanks to our guest today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NotOldBetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.